All right, 1380 WPHM, our Made in Michigan Monday segment this week focuses on a really interesting baseball league. You may have been to one of their games, and their season is about to start for the United Shore Professional Baseball League. This is along Hall Road in Unica where they play. Joining us right now to talk more about this is Andy Appleby. Good morning, Andy.
Well, good morning, Paul.
Sixth season opening day at the end of this month. How about that?
It is, and I love our talks every year. You're so gracious to have me on. We're maybe more excited than ever for this year with all of this pandemic and the challenges that all of us have faced globally, let alone here in Michigan. And interestingly enough, Paul, as you might remember, we actually had our season last year, but because of the governor restrictions, we only had sort of an average of 100 to 200 people there each game, which, you know, was not exactly a perfect concept for us and a real challenge in every way, shape, or form. But as necessity is the mother of invention, we actually decided to very much upgrade our television broadcast. And lo and behold, we averaged 16,000 viewers for each one of our games on Facebook Live and YouTube and Twitter, that combination, which is incredible, really. In fact, in many cases, it's as much or better than some of our major clubs in town. So we were very thankful that we had that audience, and it really helped us with our sponsors because, you know, they're used to having sold out ballpark for 65 of the 75 games. And without that, you know, we really needed to add more value. And that was a great thing for us. But nowadays, we're all kind of coming out of it. Our case counts have come down so dramatically in the last couple of weeks here in Michigan. And our opening game is actually May 28th, so 2 weeks from Friday. And gosh, we couldn't be any more excited. We can have, I believe, 1,000 people to start with. We're hoping that, you know, we kind of open up this state fully by June 15th or so. We're actually bringing back all of our great, vignettes and all the fun bells and whistles that we have at the ballpark that all of your listeners have come to love, such as fireworks every single Friday night, live bands every Saturday. In fact, we'll have, I think, 25 live band nights. We have 250 mostly girls and boys dance crew that's coming back, so they can now come and perform at our games again. We have our bat dog, which if you've been to a game you love, he actually goes and fetches the bats in the game itself, which is crazy and so much fun. We have a magician, Anthony Grappito, that's one of the brightest young magicians in America. So, again, so much fun, and we're really grateful for the environment and really grateful to be able to get back to some level of normalcy. And we've certainly got a lot of pent-up demand from families and companies that want to entertain their customers and employees. So we think we're going to have quite a great year.
Well, it's always a party at Jimmy John's Field when two of the teams are playing. You have four teams: the Utica Unicorns, the Eastside Diamond Hoppers, the Birmingham Bloomfield Beavers, and the Westside Woolly Mammoths. Which, I mean, these are just fun names, fun mascots. It's just always fun, isn't it?
Well, it is, and you know, we have the benefit of all of the major league experience that I've had over the years on both sides of the Atlantic Ocean. So for me, it's a little bit of a learning lab, but it's also something where literally 75 games, the best days of the summer, you know, Fridays, Saturdays, and Sundays. And I wouldn't miss a game for anything, Paul. I mean, it's just exactly where I want to be because it's so much fun. And my English friends that are used to running soccer teams in England, they cannot believe what we've created here. You know, they're so funny because they say, wow, I can't believe all your fans come and on the way into the stadium, they're happy. And throughout the game, they're happy. And when they leave, they're happy. And it's so funny because in English football, English soccer, you know, every game is kind of life and death. And, you know, fans want to jump off the rafters when we lose. But here, it's just always fun. And there are very few places on earth that feature 3,000 to 4,000 people just all being happy.
Yeah.
And that's why we have so many great sponsors, because they want to be part of that associative value of being part of that warm and fuzzy feeling.
Talking with Andy Appleby from the United Shore Professional Baseball League, which has its opening weekend coming up at the end of this month. May 28th is opening day. Tickets are on sale. We'll let you know how you can get your tickets to the games at Jimmy John's Field. Where do these players primarily come from? Are they mainly from around Michigan, or do they come from all over to play here?
Yeah, Paul, they come from all over. In fact, we've had as many as 44 different states represented on a given season. And you have to remember that that's one of the big fun and maybe underrated aspects of our entertainment platform, is that these players are actually fantastic players. You know, they were always the best player at their, you know, little league, and the best player at their high school, and in many cases the best player of the college, or even the best player in their state. You know, we've had, I think, 10 players throw 100 miles an hour or better. I mean, it's not American Legion ball. And the other thing is that these kids, they don't take a pitch off, Paul. I mean, it's everything great about America. They run out every pop-up. It's all about the competition. You know, baseball, like all sports, are a complete meritocracy. They want to get noticed, and they put their best foot forward. And I have to tell you that, in addition to that, you know, every player signs a code of conduct. Each is required to do 20 hours of community service. I mean, it's just a great model. And I have to say that although we've had somewhere in the neighborhood of 500 players come through our league, we've never had even one incident with, you know, drunkenness or people or police or anything to do with our players. These kids they're just completely focused on being great characters and also being great players. And so it's quite a wonderful concept. But one thing that has been a real pleasant surprise for me, Paul, is that I can still remember us having a conversation 5 years ago, and I probably said to you at that moment, hey, if we could get one or two players signed by a major league team, I'll be happy.
I remember that,
And now, Paul, believe it or not, as of last week, we had our 38th player signed.
Wow.
So when you and your listeners come down to see a game in Utica, you can tell your kids and your grandkids at the game, like, you just never know about that first baseman or that catcher or that pitcher, because they can make it. And one of our players, Randy Dobnik, who pitched for the Utica Unicorns in 2017, he just signed a $10 million contract with the Minnesota Twins. So, and here's a player, Randy, and he would tell you, if he was on the line right now, he wouldn't even be playing baseball today without the chance that we gave him. So it's very gratifying. And I think lastly, Paul, for me, it's the ultimate doing well and good. You know, we do well at this ballpark financially, but we're able to give back so tremendously. We have over 1,000 different charities leverage the ballpark each summer to raise money, and we have about 60,000 kids in our reading program. So the economic and social impact we've made on the community has been astounding.
If you want to go to a game at Jimmy John's Field, and again, the first game coming up in just a couple of weeks, May 28th will be the opening game. How do people go about getting tickets secured?
Yep, so they can call 248-601-2400 or uspbl.com. These days, a lot of people buy their tickets online. All the tickets are there. And, you know, hopefully, in the not too distant future, as I said, we'll go from that 1,000, 1,200 limit to, you know, a full limit, which would be 4,000 a game. So, you know, hopefully that'll happen. But we still have plenty of great seats for the first 6 to 10 games.
All right, very good. Well, here's to a great season for all the teams in the league. This should be a lot of fun, especially to get more people back in the stands.
Yeah, absolutely, Paul. And I think we're all fully aligned in the world, let alone here in Southeast Michigan, to, you know, to just get back to normal. I think we're just about done with this COVID.
Well, a night out at Jimmy John's Field would certainly be a step in that direction. Andy, great talking to you again. Really appreciate it. Have a great season.
Thank you very much, Paul.
All right. Bye-bye. 1380 WPHM in Port Huron. Andy Appleby, he is the founder, CEO of the United Shore Professional Baseball League. They play at Jimmy John Field, which you've probably driven by. If you haven't been to a game, you've seen it on Hall Road, M59. Pretty easy to get to, less than an hour from Port Huron. And a lot of fun at those games as well. It's our Made in Michigan Monday on WPHM.